From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,083rd consecutive performance of the oldest living show in radio history, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Jim Reed.
When all your loves have been dead, when all your friends have died, who'll be around to want you? When all your loves have gone, only a fool would do it after the way you've done. But how many fools would have you? I know one. This fool keeps asking why he fell in love at all. But you might need this fool around in case you fall. After the party's over and you've had your fill of fun, if you need a fool to forgive you, I know one. You never know, you might be lonely when all your loves have missed. It wouldn't hurt to keep an extra fool on your list. After your heart's been broken, it needs a place to run. If you take a fool who'll forgive you, I know one. Yes, I know one. I know one.
Our star, Jim Reeves, in one of his latest recorded releases, I Know One. Well, thank you, Jim, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Grant. It's always a pleasure to be here at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, as usual, we have a truly great show lined out for the folks this evening, including such outstanding opera stars as Miss June Carter, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, the Jordanaires, Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And featuring this evening the outstanding talents of those Opry newcomers, the Willis Brothers.
And Jim, the boys will be with us in just a few minutes. Right now, it's time we introduce the Opry Funny Man. So here he is, the pride of Bull's Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Hello, Jim. How are you? Oh, Jim. How are you, Jim?
Yeah, I'm Jim. How are you, Archie?
Say, I heard about that new restaurant you had bought, and I want a job in it.
Oh, do you?
Heard you's looking for a waiter, and I'm one of the best waiters in this part of the country.
Come to think of it, I do need a waiter.
I brought this menu out here. I wanted you to run through it and just run a test on me.
Well, look, how much money you have to have?
Well, how much can you pay me?
Well, I'll pay you what you're worth.
Oh, Lord, I can't work that cheap.
Well, look, Arch, I'll tell you what I'll do. Now, I'll sort of audition you for this job as waiter at the restaurant.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, as the folks come in, I'll take their order and let you see how you order.
You take the orders and turn it in to me, and then I'll turn it in to the cook. See, there's a language we cooks all use between ourselves, the waiter and the cook.
Yeah.
You get the order.
All right. All right, I see a young lady coming in here.
Yeah.
I tell you what she wants. She wants one egg on toast.
One egg?
That's not very many eggs, is it?
Well, one egg may not mean much to you, but to an old hen, it's a day's work.
Oh, you've got a point there. You've got a point.
One egg on toast.
One egg on toast.
One egg on toast. Yeah, cook?
Yeah.
Give me one cackleberry on a shingle.
That'll get it. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Archie. That's not bad. Here's a young lady coming in now who, she usually orders, she's a big eater. She wants two waffles.
Two waffles.
Two waffles.
Two waffles. Yep. Yeah, cook! Hey. Give me two hotcakes with a non-skid tread.
That's good. That'll get it. The boy's real good. Couple coming in here.
Yeah?
Archie, I know what they want, too.
What do they want?
They want two hot dogs with sauerkraut.
Two hot dogs with sauerkraut.
That's what they want.
Yeah, cook. Hey. Unchain two dogs and send them out here on a bale of hay.
Boy, you might get this job yet. Hey, huh? I see the Brown family coming in here.
Oh, there is Mr. Brown, Mrs. Brown, and the whole Brown family.
That's right. The whole bunch of them. The Brown family.
Yeah.
That old ugly boy of theirs, the oldest one, always orders pig ears.
Pig ears.
Pig ears. And that next one there, that red-headed one, he wants pig's feet.
Pig's feet.
Yeah, and that little girl, she's fond of chitlins.
I like them, too.
Yeah, chitlins.
I better turn that in, that much of it.
No, you can't do that. You got to wait now and take the entire order all at once.
The whole thing?
Every bit of it at once. You can't qualify for this job. Otherwise, let's see now, that oldest daughter of the Browns, she likes meat skins.
I do, too.
Meat skins. And Mrs. Brown, no doubt, will want pickled pigtails.
I do, too.
And Mr. Brown wants a double order of pig noses.
Let me get that order straight here. They want pig ears.
Pig ears.
Pig's feet.
Pig's feet.
Chitlings.
Chitlings.
Meat skins.
Meat skins.
Pickled pigtails.
Pickled pigtails.
And a double order of noses.
Right.
Yeah, cook. Let me hear one. Let me walk one. Give me one from the inside, one from the outside, one from the rear end, and double up on the rooter.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Archie Campbell. Thank you, buddy. It's always a pleasure to have you with us at the Grand Ole Opry. But now, Grant, I guess it's time we introduced our guests. Here they are, those three talented boys, Guy, Vic, and Skeeter, the Willis Brothers.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much, folks, and thank you, Jim, for the very nice introduction.
Fellas, it's a pleasure to have you here, Guy. You are Guy, aren't you?
That's right, Jim, and right here, this is my baby brother, Vic.
Yeah?
Oh, and he looks so unhappy there, Jim, because, you know, that accordion pinches his stomach, and right now, we'd like to have the other boy, you meet him, he's the one with the long hair and the fiddle.
Yeah.
That's my brother Skeeter, is Charlie, or Charlie, as Mama likes to call him.
Yeah. Well, you three make quite an aggregation, playing guitar, squeeze box, and fiddle, and you sing too, don't you?
Well, we try, Jim.
Yeah. Well, how about a demonstration? So here they are, folks, the Willis Brothers, with one of their fine numbers called Jenny Lou.
I was put here by the jury of 12 good men and true. For myself I wouldn't worry, but what about Jenny Lou? What'll they do to her? What'll they do to her? What'll they do to my darling? Will they go blaming her, taunting and shaming her after I'm gone away? Since the streets they were deserted, they all believed the worst. It was only me and Jenny could claim it was him drew first. They believed I meant to kill him, although he'd been my pal. There was real bad blood between us, 'cause Jenny was once his gal. What'll they do to her? What'll they do to her? What'll they do to my darling? Will they go blaming her, taunting and shaming her after I'm gone away? Jenny suffered, for her good name is gone. How his brothers lied by saying that Jenny had led him on. They'll be coming in the morning and take me to a tree. When I think of how they'll treat Jenny, I wish it was him kill me. What'll they do to her? What'll they do to her? Will they go blaming her, taunting and shaming her after I'm gone away? After I'm gone away.
Nice going, Willis Brothers. That's what I call a great job of singing.
Boy, it sure was, Jim. But then, you know, the Willis Brothers do a great job on anything they do.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Grant. It just goes to show that we can agree on something.
What do you mean, something? Why, Jim, we agree on lots of things. For instance, don't we see eye to eye on smoking tobacco?
Prince Albert smoking tobacco, you mean?
Yes, sirree, and am I glad you mentioned that. Yes, we agree that Prince Albert's got the mild and mellow flavor that really suits a smoking man's taste.
Naturally, PA always tastes fresh, and it's crimp cut. It's to pack right and to burn cool. Rolls so easy and tastes so good. It's a favorite with making men, too.
And besides, the proof is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Got that name, neighbors? Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now for all of us who like square dancing, here's Tommy Jackson and the fiddle, along with all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, stepping high, wide, and handsome to a tune called Sally Gooden.
All in just a circle of it, this is the zone, this is the draw the ground, one round, round, round. And the four men look for two little ladies, don't just go round, round, chasing down, let that big one draw the ground. Look out, boy, don't they get your funny promenade. Keep your girl and tie on here, don't stick your feet for me. One more, two, three, four, let's go here, just ain't no more.
Thank you, Tommy and dancers. Well, it's hymn time now, and Jim Reeves, this is a spot where you really take over.
Thank you, Grant. Here's one of the old-timers. It's from an album called God Be With You that we did last year, A Beautiful Life.
Each day I'll do,
each day I'll do
a golden deed,
a golden deed
by helping those,
by helping those
who are in need,
who are in need.
My life on earth,
my life on earth
is but a span,
is but a span.
And so I'll do,
and so I'll do
the best I can,
the best I can.
Life's evening sun,
life's evening sun
is sinking low,
is sinking low.
A few more days,
a few more days,
and I must go,
and I must go
to meet the deed,
to meet the deed
that I have done,
that I have done,
where there will be,
where there will be
no setting sun,
no setting sun.
While going down,
while going down
life's weary road,
life's weary road,
I'll try to live,
try to live
some traveler's load,
some traveler's load.
I'll try to turn,
I'll try to turn
the night to day,
the night to day.
Make flowers bloom,
make flowers bloom
along the way. Life's evening sun,
life's evening sun
is sinking low,
is sinking low.
A few more days,
a few more days,
and I must go,
and I must go
to meet the deeds that I have done,
that I have done,
where there will be,
where there will be
no setting sun.
Thank you very sincerely. It's really a pleasure to sing for so many nice people. And it's a pleasure to introduce one of my best friends, a master of the guitar. Of course, that's Chet Atkins. He's playing Frankie and Johnny.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Chet. That was a great number. Now it's that time in the show when we always introduce one of our great personalities of the Opry. Here she is, for your pleasure this evening, Miss June Carter.
Stop that this minute.
What's Are you crazy?
No, I ain't, but Mother Maybelle is.
Poor Mother Maybelle.
Oh, poor old Mother Maybelle. It's terrible. It's terrible things happen to Mother Maybelle.
What's happening?
She thinks she's a chicken.
Thinks she's a chicken?
Yeah, she's running around the house all day, thinks she's a chicken.
Why don't you take her to see a psychiatrist?
Well, we thought about that, but we need the eggs too bad. I had to go see a psychiatrist myself. Honest to goodness, that's where I've been this last week. You know what a psychiatrist is.
Well, I don't believe I do, June.
Well, that's a man that finds out if you're going crazy and helps you.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I went to see him and he stuck me off in this little room in there and he had two crazy men in there and one of them was over in the corner and he's all humped up my knot over there and he's saying, "There ain't no lions in this room. There ain't no tigers in this room. There ain't no elephants in this room." And I was just watching him. This other little man come running over and he said, "Don't pay no attention to him." He said, "He's crazy." He said, "He does that all the time." He said, "There ain't no lions in this room. There ain't no tigers in this room. There ain't no elephants in this room. And anybody can see the room's full of them." A lot of people need a psychiatrist. You know that, don't you?
That's right. We ought to go see a psychiatrist. You ought to go see one, because otherwise, yes, or you'll just run through life a drip. Just a drip, all, you know.
Me? A drip?
Just a drip.
Now, wait just a minute. Your washer ain't been on too tight here lately, neither.
Well, I reckon not, as a matter of fact.
Have you been having a hard time?
Yes, I have. I've been so I couldn't sleep at night.
You can't sleep? Well, I help you, Jim. I help you, old buddy.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Well, I tell you what you do. Take a glass of milk. Try a glass of milk before you go to bed.
I did last night. I had a big glass of milk just before I went to bed.
And you still couldn't sleep?
Couldn't sleep a wink.
Well, I know what it was. You just tossed and turned from side to side.
I sure did.
And you shook that milk up so you made cheese out of it.
I reckon so.
And then the cheese turned to butter, and the butter turned to fat, and the fat turned to sugar, and the sugar turned to alcohol. No wonder you couldn't sleep. You was drunk. I got a little poem here I'd like to say for you. If my jokes are corny and I talk too loud and show my ignorance in front of the crowd, I can't help it if my mind is sloppery. I got that way at the Grand Ole Opry.
All righty.
This is Robbins, and I'd like to sing "The Proof is in the Puffin" for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most flavored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
The proof is in the puffin, and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe full that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
Now here we go again with another number by our guests, the Willis Brothers once more, with a fat man's song, I guess you'd call it, Eat a Little More.
Well, howdy, neighbor, won't you come right in? Ma's got the grits a-cookin', and there's biscuits in the bin. The turnips are so tasty that you will call for more. Our welcome mat's a-restin' outside our kitchen door. Eat a little more.
Hey, it's the taters.
Eat a little more.
Them beans are fine.
Eat a little more.
Red-eyed gravy.
Hey, you got here just in time. Eat a little more.
Hey, it's the sorghum.
Eat a little more.
Please pass the ham.
I can tell you from the country, you're the eatin'est fool I am. Fiddle up the door.
won't you set a spell? The black-eyed peas are steaming and they got that eating smell. The tater pie is baking and though we're kind of poor, our welcome mats are resting outside our kitchen door. Eat a little more.
Hey, it's a tater.
Eat a little more.
Them beans are fine.
Eat a little more.
Red-eyed gravy.
Hey, you got it just in time. Eat a little more.
Hey, it's a sword.
Eat a little more.
Please pass the hand.
I can tell you from the country, you're the evenest through what I'm filled up with. Look here, Mr. Skeeter, what you've done to me. You've eat up all the cornbread, all the black-eyed peas. The turnips are a-missing, and them taters we love so. If you keep eating that, Skeeter, you'll have to pack up and go. But eat a little more.
Hey, potatoes.
Eat a little more.
Them beans are fine.
Eat a little more.
Red-eyed turkey.
Hey, I'm here just in time. Eat a little more.
Hey, it's a sword.
Eat a little more.
Please pass the ham.
I can tell you from the country, you're the eatingest food.
Thank you, Willis Brothers. Thank you very much for helping make this another wonderful show. Now, Grant, take over for a minute and announce our next feature, please, sir.
And feature it is, Jim, none other than our old friend Grandpa Jones and one of his great songs, Ladies' Man. Grandpa?
Yeah! Old men love mine and the ladies love silk. The piggies, they love buttermilk. And ever since this world began, the ladies love the ladies' man. I love sing along with the ladies. I love dance along with the ladies. Whatever I can breathe or see or stand, I'm bound to be a ladies' man. The squirrel, he loves the hickory tree. The clover loves the bumblebee. The flies, they love molasses. And the ladies love the ladies' man.
Jones and Ramona and all the gang. Thank you, Gramp. I'm sure you are just that regular ladies' man. But now, Jim.
Yes, Grant?
Well, before we go a bit farther, how about telling us about your future plans, where you're going to be and what you'll be doing during the next week or so?
Well, next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Blue Boys, featuring Leo Jackson and Dean Manuel and some of the guys, will be in San Antonio, Texas. And Bandera, Texas, down in the southwest there. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this coming week.
Sure.
That's where we'll be.
They really like Grand Ole Opry music, and I know they like Jim Reeves, and that's fine. And now we have time for one more great song. Our star, Jim Reeves, and another of his latest recorded releases, I'm Getting Better.
I walk by the river where we said goodbye. Thought of your kisses and didn't even cry. getting better. I'm getting better. I talked with an old friend. He asked about you. I managed to tell him with just a tear or two. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I know I'll never be the same. I was standing too close to the flame, but it doesn't hurt so much to hear your name. I think I'll make it. I'm getting better.
Stay a while, we have to leave you now. It was certainly nice, though, seeing so many of you here at the Grand Ole Opry. And I know you'll like next week's show with Porter Wagoner as the boss man and the Carlisles along as guests. Now this is Jim Reeves saying thank you very much, friends, wherever you may be. And we'll see you again next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So good.
Have a Camel cigarette.
So rich.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
So mild.
Have a Camel cigarette.
And here's the reason why.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a Camel cigarette.
You can say that again.
Best tobacco makes the best smoke. Have a Camel cigarette.
If you're smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels, the best tasting cigarette of all.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
This portion was broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.